It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Businesses are reopening across the state, but some employees are not ready to return, and that's leading to some workplace disputes. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The state of Colorado has received more than 150 reports of employees unwilling to return to work. Refusing a job can disqualify a worker from receiving unemployment benefits. Both the worker and the employer are supposed to report job refusals. So far, though, the state is siding with the workers. State officials have reviewed 55 cases and allowed 50 of those employees to keep their benefits. Under current orders, vulnerable workers, unsafe workplaces, and other situations are all legitimate reasons to stay off the job. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A land deal that would allow for the expansion of I-25 in central Denver is now in doubt. CDOT wanted to purchase an abandoned rail yard south of downtown for $50 million, but the coronavirus is now forcing big budget cuts across the state government. CDOT expects at least a $200 million hit over the next 3 years. Kathy Hall is a CDOT commissioner.
That's something that we really can kind of put on hold because we're going to have to go really bare bones.
The Union Pacific Railroad says it will continue to work with the state. CDOT says it will make decisions on which projects to cut in the coming months. Extreme drought conditions have moved into southeast Colorado, according to the latest from the U.S. Drought Monitor. Bent County and most of Prowers County face extreme drought conditions, along with parts of neighboring Otero and Kiowa counties. According to the National Weather Service in Pueblo, warm, dry, and windy weather has contributed to those conditions. Officials say April is normally one of the city's wettest months, but this year April was one of the driest on record. Experts say snowpack also started to melt, indicating a subsequently dry and warm month, creating concerning fire conditions. In Pueblo, highs today in the 70s, 60s around Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.